Banksy's art has been on display and even protected since the graffiti artist left his mark around Park City in conjunction with the 2010 Sundance documentary about graffiti artists called Exit Through the Gift Shop. The film featured Banksy and was directed by the mysterious artist himself. Now, two of the remaining public works have been vandalized. The signature Banksy is located on the side of Java Cow at 400 Main Street. The glass covering it was shattered, but the painting itself wasn't harmed. Park City Police Officer Corey Allenson said a call came in from a local resident to report another Banksy painting in a less visible location at 537 Main. That painting was destroyed.
It's back in an alleyway. Most people don't know about that one, that Banksy. And the second was at 400 Main at Java Cow. We believe they are related since they tried to break the glass on both. The one at 537, they were successful, broke the glass, and used brown spray paint to deface the mural.
He says the other painting on the side of Java Cow, which depicts a videographer kneeling down and shooting a pink flower, was likely saved from harm due to its more public location.
The one at Java Cow, they almost got through, but I speculate that because there's more traffic on Main and it's closer to the corner, that they didn't have the time to break through before somebody came walking by or driving by.
Allenson says they hope to get leads from the video surveillance in the alleyway by Java Cow, but he says while the Banksy paintings are famous and considered to now be part of Park City's valuable public art repertoire, they technically are simply acts of criminal mischief themselves.
The only crime here is criminal mischief, and that enhances with the size of the damage. It's typically a Class B misdemeanor, which is the same level of offense as stealing a candy bar, which is sad, but in the eyes of the law, what Banksy did wasn't legal. He himself spray-painted on the wall, which was considered graffiti. He committed a criminal mischief, but everybody loves his work, and of course it was framed, and that's just more society standard than the law. But so this could be referred to as somebody tagged over an existing tagging. How do you value his artwork? I don't know.
That's Park City Police Officer Corey Allenson. There was initially a larger spattering of Banksy's, quote, criminal mischief around town during the 2010 Sundance Film Festival and the debut of Banksy's film. The city initially painted over some of the graffiti, including one piece near the McPullen Barn, before deciding the pieces were of value. One piece of Banksy's graffiti art was found on a door to the Egyptian Theater, which was later removed and preserved by theater management, with hopes of someday auctioning it off to raise funds for the theater, where a number of Sundance films are screened during the festival. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.